A grizzly bear walked all the way from the zoo to my front door, and not a single person noticed him. I suppose it helped that it was night, and that he was wearing a big black duffel coat, with an enormous hood that covered his hairy head. He knocked on the front door 3 times, loud knocks that shook the house. "It'll be that grizzly bear that escaped from the zoo," I said to my mum. Mum was doing her breathing exercises for her trombone playing, and she had her eyes closed. She didn't move from her armchair. Mostly she just couldn't be bothered opening the door to visitors, leaving that important job to me. "Quit your nonsense, Patrick," she said. "You know very well who it'll be, Sadie Sharp or Nosy Blunt." "It's the grizzly. It said on the news that he was seen in our neighbourhood." "Patrick, would you ever quit your nonsense?" she said again. Mum says "quit your nonsense" to me 50 times a day. I don't know why. I don't think I talk nonsense at all. Now, to my surprise, she rose from her armchair and headed towards the hall. I leapt up from the sofa and cut her off at the living room door. "I'll get it," I said. "You go put the kettle on." Mum was good at doing lots of things, like playing the trombone at all hours of the day and night, but boiling the kettle and making tea was the thing she was best at. If there was a category in the Olympics for boiling kettles and making tea, Mum would have won the gold medal, no problem. She walked down the hall, trombone across her shoulder, and disappeared into the kitchen, leaving me to open the door. Even though I guessed who it was still a bit of a shock to see him standing in the porch. He was at least 8 feet tall, and his fur was so wet he was dripping rain onto the ground.
"Any chance of a cup of tea?" he asked.
"You've come to the right house for that," I said. "Mum makes the best tea in Ireland."
"So I heard," he said.
I knew by the way he licked his lips that he was desperate for a decent cup of tea. "Come in," I said. Then I turned and walked back into the room. I heard the door close behind me, and I heard his soggy feet making squelching sounds on the carpet as he followed me. "Sit down and make yourself at home," I said.